Good afternoon. Welcome down at the football club. Just a few days out from the Derby and a record crowd anticipated. Looking forward to answering your questions regarding the Derby trophy and medal.
What's the motivation behind the cancellation?
We're keen to continue exploring options for both the presentation of a trophy and a medal. I think we made that clear in our press statement today. With respect to the naming of the game and the presentation of the trophy, we'll continue to work with West Coast, as we have been for some time, to explore a sponsor that can partner with us, much in the vein that CUB has done so well for so long. So we will continue to do that. With respect to the medal, we're keen to explore an alternate name. It's an historic time. There's the expiry of a long-standing sponsorship, which that medal and its name was contracted as part of that, and that was where the medal was born, out of that sponsorship contract. And now it's a new era with a new stadium, Optus Stadium, 60,000 capacity, the new home of football. It's the right time to consider a new name for the medal.
You will say that the medal could be presented without a sponsor? Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, as it stands, the best on ground medal won't be presented this weekend?
That's what we said yesterday, and until that position changes, we remain open to it. We remain open to us and the possibility of presenting a medal. The conversations will hopefully continue with West Coast. They're continuing at my level with Trevor Nisbet. They're continuing with Dale Alcock and Russell Gibbs. And if need be, we'll get the AFL and Football Commission involved to ideally reach a conclusion that, I guess, comes out as a new medal name that reflects both clubs' histories and also takes into account this new era at Optus Stadium.
How long have you been trying to negotiate with Nisbet on the name change?
With respect to the medal?
The medal, yeah.
Look, those conversations have probably been more intense over the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Last night seemed purely about the sponsorship. Today it seems more about the naming of the medal. What's changed?
Well, I think there's two things, isn't there? There's the naming of the game, the presentation of the trophy, which is tied into the sponsorship, and then the naming of the medal. But it's clear that the Ross Glendinning medal was born out of that partnership, sponsorship partnership, back in 2001, at a time when the club was just 6 years old and relatively new, and we're much more rich in our history and tradition now, and we think it's the right time for a change.
What name have you suggested to Nisbet?
We've got a few alternatives, whether that's a new name such as the Western Derby medal, and that's reflective of what happens in Adelaide with the Showdown medal, or is it a Fremantle great coupling with Ross Glendinning? And there's certainly a number that we could consider in that vein. Or alternatively, a different name that either reflects the traditions of West Australian football or a great West Australian. I think these discussions are always ongoing. Certainly never underestimate the passion for people for football in the state, and that's great, and that's reflective of our capacity to sell out the game this Sunday against West Coast. Eagerly anticipated game for many people around the state, and that passion overflows, so not at all.
Why did your press release last night not mention the negotiations over the name change and seem to really tie all this into the sponsorship arrangement?
I think it's rather factual, just saying that there's two parts here, and that's the sponsorship, and secondly, that at this stage is we won't be presenting a medal. It's really putting that out on the table.
Steve, do you think there might, as you mentioned, the commission, do you think there might be mediation
required here to get a solution? Look, I'm very keen to continue discussions. Trevor and I speak regularly, as it is anyway, and that will continue, and hopefully we can reach a resolution, and always welcome, you know, input and assistance from our governing bodies such as the AFL and Football Commission. Spoken to both Gil McLaughlin and also Murray McHenry and Gavin Taylor today, and hopefully those chats can continue. Well, as Trevor Nisbet said, he's ambivalent, but he's a great West Australian, a terrific player, personal favourite of mine when I was a young lad, and we've been proud to have his name associated with the medal to date, and simply now is just a time to change, or indeed just to add to that name for this medal.
Why has it been left so late now that we're days out from this historic game? You can say it's a big deal, and yet there's no arrangement about this medal and the naming of it and what's going to happen. Why has it been left so late?
Simply because we haven't reached agreement to date, so never too late.
What has there been any sort of semblance from West Coast that they might be amenable to doing a medal or to name?
Look, West Coast have indicated that their preference is either to continue with the Ross Glendening medal as a joint medal, or if not, which is the case at the moment, to award a medal to their best player, and that being the Ross Glendening medal. And they've certainly afforded us the opportunity to award a medal to our player in a different name. And that's probably not our preference at this stage. We'd like to ideally continue with a joint medal. And if that doesn't transpire, then we'll investigate a medal for our own player at some stage in the future, but probably not for Sunday. I'm not sure about that. You can always do things retrospectively, so we certainly don't want to lose that. It's a big game, historic in fact, that's the first one at Optus, and that'll be the focus. And no doubt if you talk to the players and coaches, as you will later in the week, their focus is on the game and 4 points. But we'd like these things to be part of it as well. Sure. That's just been the joint position of both clubs at this point in time. There's been a long association to last year, and both clubs would like a long new association to go forward, and some conversations are continuing, but at the moment there's no deal struck. I don't know. As with any process or discussion, negotiation or outcome, it takes time and everyone sitting around and working things out.
Just quickly on Optus Stadium, we heard today that both sides will be training on the surface for 3 weeks. What has been the club, your club's reaction to how hard it's been on the players?
That position was reached yesterday with Venues Live, and both clubs have agreed that we won't train on the stadium for the next 3 weeks, including this week, and that includes visiting teams. They're keen to keep the foot traffic off to ensure they can put things in place to soften it up. It's certainly within AFL limits, there's no problems there, but it's a new stadium, a new turf, obviously, and we think more work can be done to improve that, and pleasingly that's being done in an intensive process over the next 3 weeks.
Are you confident that Optus Stadium staff are doing everything possible to make it safe for players?
I'm not an expert in that space. I'm confident they're trying to do everything possible, and they're certainly listening to us and our desire to have, you know, a playing surface which is amenable to all players. That's not the feedback we've had from our sports science staff, that there hasn't been any injuries caused specifically by the surface, and hopefully there'll be rain to be the case. Oh, that's been well and truly completed months ago, conducted by the AFL at the request of the club and the people concerned, and completed in a significant manner. It was a significant investigation and an outcome that's reached that there's nothing to transpire from here. I do. We had a release of something in the order of 1,200 tickets today via Ticketmaster, the last release of bulk tickets for Sunday, and they sold out in about 6 minutes, which is a great response. There are some restricted view seats and single seats available on Ticketmaster for people to secure, and from time to time there will be some resale seats that members put on sale if they can't attend the game. So encouraging everyone to, particularly Fremantle supporters, as it's a Fremantle home game, to have a look at Ticketmaster and secure those seats when they bob up.
You got a rough figure at the moment?
Well, we've effectively sold out the 60,000 seats, bar sort of 200 to 300 singles or restricted views, so close to that 60,000 mark. And the actual attendance is dependent on how many people with tickets turn up. Hopefully it's the bulk of them, the vast bulk of them, and we'll get a crowd in the order of 58,000, which significantly will be a record crowd for an AFL game in Perth.